So very interesting halachas tonight in Siman Yud Tes Chof. I want to do some of Chof Aleph as well. First one is a Mishnah Berurah, which is really part of yesterday's Limud Tzif Beis. Taught us about Ma'atachichin, an interesting case. It's good. Yeah. Okay, so now it's really part of yesterday's limud, and but it is very relevant, and there's some points I want to discuss about that. In the first wide line in Simon in this page of here, in page Lamed, it says as follows: Moichab Godim Shaloivshim Mechamin Laharis Lakoni Midosam Pturim. Very interesting halach. Rabbi said, what is it telling us? Based on what we discussed yesterday. Yesterday we discussed, Rabbi Isai, that somebody who wants his shrouds, his tachichin, he wants to wear his tachichin a few times before using it on a long-term basis. So, you're laughing, but the reality is we do, because we wear it on Pesach and wear it on Yom Kippur. So it's not that far off, but it is. So somebody wants to just... So he wants to put on tzitzis. Shulchan Aruch says, also talis v'tzorich tachichin, it's... Although you're shalev shalev amin bechayav, we learned yesterday potter is exempt from. He's exempt from tzitzit. Based on this halacha, Mishnah Berurah discusses, what about somebody who has got a talis shop or a tzitzis shop, and he wants to show the various talis, and they may be without tzitzis attached. Now the question is, if you're wearing tzitzis or a talis just for the sake of showing it, of trying it out, would that require tzitzis? Yes or no? It is proper wearing, but perhaps is exempt.
Yes, you're trying it for
size. Yeah.
Is it comparable to
Kelaim? Good. Well, so therefore?
Well, in Kelaim, do we not say that if you're trying it on, you dry on?
Derech Malbush. That's exactly the question. Here it is. So Mishnah Berurah paskens as follows. First word, and moichab godim shaloivshim mechavnin laharis. Moichab godim, people who sell clothing shaloivshim that people wear mechavnin laharis. Lakoinim, the intention is to show it to the purchasers, the potential purchasers. Midosan the measurements. Pturim is exempt. It's exempt. Now the Achronim say that the reason is because you're not really intending to wear for wearing sake. The reason why you're wearing it is in order to show others. It's not really wearing for the conventional purpose of wearing. It's really... It could be either, actually. What he's talking about is the moichah abgodim is actually the seller. But I don't think that the purchaser at that stage would be any different.
But the purchaser might be left more maker still because it's not his.
It's not his even, right. True as well, yeah. Now, so that's... Now, I don't know, I really wonder what an application would be nowadays for a wearing that you do, not for wearing sake. You're just wearing it to try it out, in terms of tzitzis. It's not really a normal, conventional style of wearing, and you're going to be part of it. But what he brings now next is also very interesting. It's as follows, V'im loivish oysan lehavi bazez ha-meches. These are the smugglers. People who are smuggling across the border. So it looks like it's an ancient minig already. And the Mishnah Berurah addresses it. It doesn't mean by any account that Mishnah Berurah approves of it. It just means that it was, you know, there's a sugi about it and it was probably quite common. What if you're wearing clothing, which you're wearing it just to smuggle it out of the country? No, there you'd be obligated. So if you're wearing it to smuggle it out of the country, that's chayv b'tzitzis. But if you're wearing it to show, then I will be exempt from tzitzis. Interesting.
There is an example of that.
What would be the example?
You're on a plane and you have a weight limit.
Oh, yes.
And you wear a heavy coat in the plane.
Very good. Very interesting. Yeah. That could be. That's very good.
She had loads of clothes in the hammer and it was too much.
She had to wear it. It might be a comparable, especially if you're not comfortable. If the wearing is not causing any comfort, on the contrary, it's causing you discomfort, you could argue that it's quite similar to the Laharis Lekoinim. Could be.
On his shop,
it's just a minute.
30 seconds.
Yeah, and this is long term.
It could be 2 days.
Yeah.
If it's a cold winter.
Yeah. Laharis Midoson is exempt. Yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting shahar. Rabbi said, but Allah Lemaisa, I was wondering that there is an ongoing question about trying out things in the shop in terms of sharpness. I think we may have mentioned it in one, I don't remember which context, but we mentioned it once in Shia over here. And the Pashto says you cannot try something in a shop. We always felt, we always thought, we always assumed that you cannot wear something in a shop if you're trying something out, if you suspect there's shatness in it. If it's got real chashash of shatness, you know, you may be wearing shatness and it's going to be a problem. But this mishnah berurah might be a certain kind of leniency. Why? I'm switching shatness, tzitzis to shatness, but perhaps you could argue. Perhaps you could argue.
You're not here for the pleasure of.
Just like for tzitzis, it's permitted, he's exempt from tzitzis because it's not considered proper wearing. If you're wearing it just little, that's what he says. To check the size.
Rabbi?
It's exempt. So perhaps Rabbi? You could argue if you're trying something in the shop for shatness, might also not be shatness applying. It's a shatness might not be applied over there. But so I'm not sure.
He knows he's got shatness.
No, Suffolk. Yeah, you haven't checked it. If it fits, you're gonna buy it. And if you buy it, you're gonna give it in for shatness testing. At this stage you don't know.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
I had a shiloh once about that when I had to hire something. It wasn't mine, but I hired it for a day. And I asked the rabbi a shiloh, and he said, yes, you have to have it shatness tested.
Shatness tested, yeah.
I said, it's not my garment. It's the shop's garment. I'm just hiring it. He said, doesn't matter. I said, well, why was I damage it? He said, you won't damage it. I did get it shatness tested, and I gave it back to the shop, and they didn't know. But
they didn't notice, right.
So, do you know the...
Yeah, so the fact that it's not yours, that will make a difference in terms of kilaim, in terms of shatness. But I'm just saying the fact that you're just trying it out, perhaps it's comparable to this. I'm not sure. I'm just bringing it. Yeah,
I was told I had to get it shatness.
Right.
I was told I had to get it shatness.
Yeah, yeah. Normally we assume that you can't. Yeah. Okay. Rabbi says Simon Chov. Dina lekichas mechiras talis. We carry on. Sif Aleph. Alokiach talis mitzias misol. What if you buy tzitzis from a yid? You buy tzitzis for me, or talis with tzitzis. You buy with tzitzis from me. Or me tager in Yehudi. Or from a tager in Yehudi. Or from a in-between person who is a goy. What's that called? He's not actually selling it. He's the
broker
kind of thing. Is that broker? Yeah. Like a... Yeah, so he's like in between the one... So you're either buying it off the yid. Okay, that's case number one. Case number two, you're not actually buying it off the yid. You're buying it off a goy, but the goy himself claims that he bought all the items. He is actually a trade, what is it? Yeah, kind of delivery, kind of in-between person from the yid, acting on behalf of the yid. That's kosher. So if you're talking about a person who buys from a yid proper, that's good. Or if you're buying it off a, it's a bit like a, a tagger really is a merchant. It's a merchant, but if he in this context, it's not a direct merchant. It's not some. He's
agent.
An agent. Yeah, that's right. He's an agent for a yid. Kosher. These tzitzis can be assumed to be kosher. They came with a tagger who, since he's a merchant acting on behalf of a yid, chazok shelok chamisol. He can assume that he comes from a yid. To loy mor enough, she's not going to spoil his panosa by saying untruth. But if you're going to a goyish shop and he doesn't claim that his items come from Eid, you're going to go shop. He said, oh, you know, I sell Jewish items. And I say Arab items. I say, I sell Jewish items. I sell all, I cater for all the religions, multicultural shop. So I sell tzitzis as well. There, apostle. There you have to assume that these cities are apostle. You've got to buy from a yid. Correct. 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 Yeah. Mishnebus have cotton aleph misoel. Afilo in makir oisus shu kosher v'neimon. What if you're buying it of a yid whom you don't know? You don't know this yid. He's selling tzitzis. Mishnebus says it's fine. He's believed. Afilo chetanin on stam misoel becheskas kosher. Every average yid, you can be assumed that he's a cheskas kashos. It's fine. Ubevada tavon v'shnon v'tolon nishmon. You can assume that everything is born nishma. Im lo shu chosh no less. He's a bit of a dodgy fellow. He looks a bit, he's suspicious. What is considered a suspicious person, that you've got to learn your idea. But if you see an average person, you can assume that it's fine. Rabbi say, I'll tell you where I feel this applies very much. What if you buy tzitzis in a shop, you go to Divrei Kodesh, or you go to Divrei Chaim, you're buying a pair of tzitzis, and you don't know this hashkocha. It's not Eda Charedis. It's another hashkocha. It's a Rav called Reb... You've never heard of him. You've never heard of him. You've just never heard of him. Ebtzvi Ochentosh, that's his. Turjaman. I don't know. You've never heard of him. And he's a Gon of Bezdin of, he's got a Besmedish in Gaza. I don't know. He's got a Besmedish in Monsi. I don't know, wherever. You've never heard of him before. Can you assume that it's fine? Or do you have to do your investigations? You can make a phone call. Who is this rabbi? Is he believed? Does he have a good team? Is he reliable? Do you have to do this independent research, or can you just drop it? So the halacha is, it's fine. I think that's what this halacha is. It's called cheskes kashus. Unless you hear some lashon hara about this particular kashus, you've heard some things, then it's something else. But if you cheskes kashus. So that's where this halacha. Pardon?
Is that different to other
halacha?
I'm thinking of food, for example.
According to Moshe, kashus also goes with cheskes kashus and with edechant. But some, yeah. So. Exactly. Yeah. You could probably assume that it's fine. Yeah, so that's right. Not the gates. Dan Zimmerman holds that most items today, I've got any writing from him, he says that most items, if you buy cheap schoir nowadays and the Marks and Spencers and the things, many of those, you don't have to sharpness test. He feels. Yeah, I said that is such a strong chazok. Yeah, as Rabbi Feingold says, it's such a solid chazok. Most of these items will never have sharpness in it. But I know that not everybody agrees with that. It's a chazok. He claims it's such a solid chazok. Where how often you give a suit and you actually go back and you give sharpness? So you can go through hundreds and hundreds of suits in it. Right. So he said, so the argument against it is, I spoke once to Rabbi Levy about it 100 years ago, not 100, but close to that. And he told me, he said that he doesn't agree with that mahalach because it's chazaka the ikelavu. The Gemara in Ksuvas tells us that we've got a chazaka which you can establish without the chazok. You can find out. If there is a way of being mavar of checking out, then we cannot rely on a chazaka. Medrabonon. So there's a machloekas. So I don't know, but I imagine that Zimmerman holds. I imagine that he holds. I know that he holds. You don't have to check most of the cheapest chayre, and I imagine that he holds that if it's such a solid chazaka that it's rare, it's such a rare meat that you do find sharpness, then it probably holds it. But if you speak to the sharpness testers, they'll have stories, and they'll tell you they do find. But the question is, how frequent are those stories, and how much the halacha do they weigh these?
The whole garment is acrylic. The whole garment is. Synthetic, then you don't have to worry
about
it. But if it's a woolen garment, then you have to have a
sharpness. Right. I just, that's right, yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, but it is interesting that they do make a whole proclamation announcement when they do find sharpness. That particular series of, John Lewis, they sometimes make announcements, don't go, they have sharpness to be found, which seems to indicate that.
Usually wearing it while you're reading about it and having
to Yeah.
Someone had to leave their tie on the table.
Really?
Literally said on the label, 80% or
20%. Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Okay, we continue. See, base aboisai and moichin talis matzias loiv dekachovim. How about selling? Can you sell your tzitzis to a goy? Okay, you find this goy. Oh, lovely! I wish I could have these tzitzis. They look brilliant. So can you sell your tzitzis to oved kachovim? Can I have one of those Jewish scarves things? Can I have it, please? Would you sell it to me? So yeah, I can give it to you, but they cost a fortune, Especially the worn out ones, they cost a fortune. So can you sell? So the answer is Rabbi Yisai. Ain moichin talis mitzitzis to goy. You cannot sell to the goy. You cannot sell a tzitzis to goy. Why? Shema yislavim yisrael baderech v'agenu. Because perhaps he's going to pretend that he's a yid. He's going to wear the tzitzis. He's going to pretend he's a yid. V'agenu, and he's going to end up. We are again killing him, but filling the mashkim lav kitalis mitzias lev dikachovim. Also, even as a deposit, you can't. Goy shouldn't have any possession and it sits in talis kotan him kenu if you shot like lemech shlor unless it's for a very very short time period. Rabbi Sai, this reminds me. There was a few years ago. It's not so far fetched. It's really not so far fetched. It sounds like a foreign halacha, alien, a bit strange. Shema yagenu. I do remember in Eretz Yisrael that there was incidents. Arabs went into the shops, they're potential terrorists, to purchase Jewish items as well as tzitzis. And you know, and that's all. This is a very serious concern. So you can, and you know, terrorists potentially wearing a Haredi garb. So therefore, this restriction is absolutely applicable nowadays as well. One cannot sell tzitzis to a goy, and that is relevant, and that is definitely relevant.
Let's say they're sitting. Would it be the same for mezuzah?
Yeah, mezuzah's got designated halachas. Yeah, so that's a discussion because of bizon as well. So we'll get to that in mitzvah. Yeah, the answer in short is yes. Pardon? You're saying that it's afuke. You're saying that you're medayik from the word ov dekachovim, that it means proper idol worshippers, as opposed to a Muslim, which are certainly not considered ov avodah zarah. You're saying that nowadays a nochi, perhaps not, and certainly a Muslim not, is not considered. Yeah, so I would argue you cannot be medayik this, because this has been changed for centuries already. The sense has changed that, and it's very likely not to refer specifically to Ovdik Chavim Mazolas. Over the, I would be very surprised if it's specifically for Akum. I would much, it probably means any goy which is included in that. But for centuries already, whenever we took the Gemara and the, whenever the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch speaks about the Chavim, it's generally referring to any goy. That's what I would believe. What were you saying? L'chayre not. L'chayre not. Right. Why would you want to sell him? He's going to pass it on to his. Yeah. I mean, it's very, very. It's very. My brother-in-law. I have a brother. One of my brothers in Manchester. He just got. I don't. It's a whole story. He went. You know, some holidays. He went to Wales. And then he left his number behind. But kids, to cut this, a very long story short, he got a phone call a few weeks ago from some Welsh farmer in the deep hills of Wales, that he said he just yashant from his brother boxes and boxes of books, which also includes Jewish books. What should he do with them? So what should he do with all these Jewish books? Pardon? You're missing one. So I'll tell you. So my brother in Odino, he said it's a 7 hours drive from, or 6 hours drive from Manchester. He said he doesn't know. He didn't want to take the risk of all those foam ended up on a dump, on a Welsh dump, that is. So he didn't want it to die. So he said, you know, he's going to come and check. And lo and behold, he travelled and he went to that farm, literally a farm, where there was boxes and boxes of foam. And there was foam, the proper normal foam were there. How it ended up over there? It's just incredible. So I'm just saying that, you don't know, I'm just addressing you a question. You know, if it's a, you know, Elch a guy that you don't think is going to kill anybody, it could be he's totally fine. He probably is old man. But who knows who he's going to pass it on to and where it's going to eventually end up. He may end up, who knows, in the deep hills of Wales. Yeah, goyim. I know goyim. Yeah, I know. They have a certain respect for that, but you can't. No, you certainly can't, because bizon a mitzvah. No, so you can sometimes goyim sometimes keep the mezuzahs up, you know, when Yiddish houses are, you know, when the Yid leave the house. Yeah. Okay. Now that's in terms of the issa of mechira to a goy. Yeah. Now, Simon Chav Aleph, Kedas Malas, Betzit Shenif Sugu Vatalis, Yishonim, what do you do with old and worn out Talesim? That we're going to discuss tomorrow with Shem. I just wanted to just recap what we learned today. We spoke about the Mishnebura of trying out measurements. If you do that with the tzitzis, the apotter from tzitzis, at that stage you're not mechuyev tzitzis. Kilaim, however, and smuggling would be a problem, just like we found by Kilaim. We spoke about buying tzitzis of a Yid. You know, Yid's got chesed kashrus, you can always assume it's fine. If it's a tag Yid, it's fine as well. Provided he says that he bought it off a Yid. If you're buying it off a goy proper, that he actually is selling it to his own business, that would be also. And these tzitzis would be considered posel. We also learned you cannot sell to a goy any tzitzis because Shema Yagenu. And even a deposit would be, you don't leave your tzitzis or your talis as a deposit to a goy. We learned that would be disrespectful. That would be a problem. Okay, and Simon Chav Aleph, which is the halachas of a torn tzitzis and worn out tzitzis, that will be discussed tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem, I wish you all a very, very good evening.